This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Let's talk about the Holy Father's Wednesday audience this morning in St. Peter's Square once again. He's been talking about the elderly for quite some time. Did he continue with that theme this morning?
John, he sure did. And today he looked specifically at the idea of perseverance and relating that to how the elderly teach all of us how to persevere in the faith. Pope Francis this morning looked to the biblical figure Job. And that was because he said Job, of course, who experienced such tremendous suffering in his life, shows an example of how, despite that suffering, he persevered in faith. And it was that perseverance which led him to understand that God, who often appears silent in the face of evil, is nonetheless present. He's always present with his redemptive mercy and love. And the Pope pointed out today that Job doesn't give in to evil, but protests loudly in the face of evil. And he does that until God responds to him and reveals his face. And then God in turn shows Job his glory. And the Pope said that his glory is shown without crushing Job, but even better, it's shown with a sovereign tenderness. And the Pope pointed out that everyone knows situations where good people endure very heavy sufferings that appear unjust, that appear unbearable. And he looked at some examples. He looked at parents of children with serious disabilities, or people who live with a permanent illness, or people who assist a member of the family. And he said that everyone also knows people who, like Job, through it all, continue to put their faith in God's promises. He also spoke this morning about prayer and the importance of perseverance in prayer. He said that prayer has to be like what Job demonstrates, which is spontaneous, like a son talking with his father. And he spoke about how the son tells everything to the father, everything that comes to his head, because he trusts that the father can understand him. And then he suggested looking especially to the elderly, to grandmothers, to grandfathers, and their example of prayer and trust, because that example can teach how to unite oneself to the crucified Jesus, who, of course, on the cross surrendered himself completely into the hands of his heavenly Father. So finally today, John, the Pope urged the elderly to persevere, and that is a very strong witness of faith.
No doubt about it. And obviously, it's something that's been on the Holy Father's mind for a while. I believe that this is the 10th teaching on the elderly going back to February.
Mm-hmm, exactly. The theme has continued. And of course, it's extra poignant coming from the 85-year-old pontiff, who certainly is dealing personally with a lot of these issues and themes himself.
For sure. That knee pain has definitely affected his mobility. So I'm sure he's relying on the Pope Mobile more than ever, especially in St. Peter's.
Right, exactly. Yes, we definitely see a grimace on his face as he takes steps. There's just a lot of labor in his movements in general. And so he's certainly become less active. And so, to have the Pope Mobile to drive through St. Peter's Square, I am sure is such a relief for him, John.
Now, speaking of driving, what happens when you're a foreigner driving in Roma and you take a wrong turn?
Well, John, you know, you may just end up driving down an 18th century set of stairs, because that is what happened when a driver in a Maserati, no less, drove down the iconic Spanish steps. So in the last days, there's been a big hunt. Rome police, though, good news is they have finally tracked down the driver of that Maserati. And he is a 37-year-old businessman, apparently in Italy on a business and pleasure trip. He's from Saudi Arabia. Apparently, he had a girl in the car who he'd met earlier at a bar. And so I'm sure this event made for a very memorable date. Police, what happened was they were trying to find him, they issued a photograph of several of the steps broken in the incident. They started using surveillance footage. They described the car trying to track down the driver. And the man was caught after they compared footage of the incident on some CCTV footage that they had caught and all footage of him handing the vehicle back into a car rental place in Milan's airport. So he quickly admitted to the police and to media that it indeed was him. He said he just took a wrong turn. He said he didn't think the incident was so serious, but he pledged that he was ready to face the responsibilities. And apparently, after coming down some of those Spanish steps, he tried to reverse, couldn't do it, called the tow truck. But before the truck even got there, some passersby helped him get the car back on the road. And he left Rome after that and continued his Italian vacation. So now he's facing charges of aggravated damage to a cultural heritage site, as well as a big fine. And they have already fixed the Spanish steps and apparently presented him with the bill. And this all comes not long after the Spanish steps underwent a 1.3 million euro restoration. And that was the luxury fashion house Bulgari who sponsored that back in 2015 and 16. And it's kind of ironic because in these past days, the Spanish steps have been sealed off to the public because they're filming Fast and Furious 10 there. So ironically, it's like this man kind of made his own Fast and Furious film going down those very stairs. Sadly, it's not the first time it happened. In 2018, a drunk motorist was arrested. He drove his Peugeot 206 right down that Baroque staircase after a late night on the town. So the moral of the story is if you rent a car in Rome, be sure to get a GPS so you don't make a wrong turn.
What a wild, wild story at the Piazza di Spagna, right yes. around the corner from the beautiful column of the Immaculate Conception of Our Blessed Mother.
Well, yes, certainly she probably was watching and spared the man from harm. But yeah, indeed, it's that column where every year on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, the Pope honors her with a beautiful flower wreath that is then placed over her arm. And that wreath is all there all year long. It stays there all year. So every time we pass, we can admire it.
So the moral of the story is it doesn't matter how expensive the car is. You got to be careful when you're in Europe driving around.
So.
Yeah, it can happen in London, too. If you're on the wrong side of the street, you can take a wrong turn, and that could be even worse.
Good point.
For sure. What's going on with the mafia? I know you're always plugged in and fascinated by these mafia stories.
Yeah, last week I shared with you an update on 43 mafia arrests that had happened here in Rome. And on the heels of that, Italy has paid tribute to two anti-mafia judges. Their names were Giovanni Falcone and Paolo Borsellino. And in honor of them, their work, and their lives, a new 2 euro coin has been issued with their images minted on it. And that is to commemorate the 30th anniversary of their murders, which is this year. The two judges were close friends. They were killed within months of each other back in 1992. And the judges spent most of their professional careers as judges and prosecuting magistrates, specifically giving their efforts to try to overthrow the power of the Sicilian mafia. And tragically, each of these men was killed by a car bomb. These bombs also took the lives of seven police officers and the wife of one of the judges. And their horrible deaths led to, of course, a huge mourning and outcry, but also a mafia crackdown into the arrest of the Cosa Nostra boss, Tito Todorini, who died in jail back in 2017. And so 3 million of these coins bearing their images have been minted and yesterday were actually put into circulation. And while we're on the theme of corruption here, John, I have to tell you that Just the other day in Santa Anastasia, which is a little place near Naples, a CCTV monitoring operation was revealed that it's been underway, monitoring several lawyers and technicians and city officials. And one of the interesting things that they discovered is that a particular justice of the peace was taking bribes in all kinds of peculiar ways. So it included taking bribes of freshly butchered goat,
oh my,
of COVID swab tests, and pizzas. And of course, this was in exchange for awarding his consultancy work to certain experts. And I guess it makes sense. I mean, Naples is the home of pizza, so who wouldn't want a good pizza, right?
Meanwhile, I understand there's a couple of weather-related updates that you want to share with us about an earthquake in Florence and also the heat wave that is affecting much of Italy.
Yes, John, indeed. A few days ago, there was an earthquake in Florence, a 3.7 magnitude earthquake. The epicenter was actually in area called Impruneta, which is just south of Florence. There was another 3.7 magnitude earthquake in that same area earlier this month as well. Now, there were no immediate reports of structural damage, of course, in that beautiful Renaissance city of Florence, but you can imagine that people were fearful that they filled the streets of the Tuscan capital of Florence. Now, in the meantime, the other weather-related thing you mentioned, John, is the heat wave that is going on right now. It's an African anticyclone. It's called Hannibal, and it's brought all of this summer weather to Italy right here in the middle of the month of May. Now, in the Po Valley, in cities like Turin and Milan and Bologna, they're getting it the worst. But what happens is the waves of heat, they load up on humidity as they come across the Mediterranean from Africa. And so in Rome today, it's a high of 90 degrees, if you can believe it. And so this is going to last certainly about the next 10 days, we can expect the weather to be at least in the high 80s.
And what's the normal this time of year?
Well, it would normally be up until June, we can expect 70s. And so this is a bit of a shock, let me say. So there's a lot of people who are already heading to the sea. They're ready to start summer.
For sure. What about the soccer fans? I understand there's a new stop for soccer fans who are visiting Italy.
Oh, you're so right. In fact, but you have to mark your calendar for a new site if you're coming to Italy. And that is to in the Naples area. They have just added a new sculpture, and maybe not the typical sculpture that you might think, but this is a sculpture of a foot. That is because in the Scampia district of Naples, this is where the soccer legend Diego Armando Maradona led the team there, which was once a very unsung little team, to win multiple championships between 1984 and 1990. So, of course, the sculpture has to be of a foot. It's Maradona's magical left foot, as they call it. And the foot joins three life-size statues of Maradona, which are scattered in other places of the city. And Maradona, of course, was voted the best player ever, along with his Brazilian rival Pelé. And as we can see, he is definitely forever in the hearts of the Neapolitans, John.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.